Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Well, I was thinking about last night's game.
Were you?
Warriors, Suns, and it's just like, you're watching the team that the Suns trotted out there, and
you call that a team? That was just a collection of players, I think. I wouldn't call that a team.
Okay.
No, I wasn't poking fun at you. I'm like, that is a collection of players.
Tyus Jones, I know. I don't know how many casual NBA fans know who he is.
I knew Devin Booker, Bradley Beal.
Exactly.
In that starting lineup. And Ryan Dunn, because just the name.
And Tyus Jones.
Ryan Dunn, nothing, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. So like...
That was mean.
This isn't about the Suns. And this isn't about the Warriors beating the Suns last night. It's more about like... Look around the league. A lot of these teams beat themselves before you even face them.
Yeah.
You know, Denver firing Mike Malone earlier in the day. Memphis firing their coach a week ago. Phoenix, I don't even know what that is. Trying to make trades, not making trades, whatever.
It's a disaster.
Denver.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Obviously, we referenced them. They fired their coach. Dallas making crazy trades, okay? Now they look nowhere near what they were just a couple months ago.
They want to fire their GM.
The T-Wolves, they lose last night. They had Carl Anthony Towns. They traded him away. I don't know what they're doing. Saving a few bucks on payroll? I don't even know. The Kings, they've all of a sudden become the Chicago Bulls of Northern California. Yeah. It's you don't have to beat every one of these teams all at once or all in a row. They're beating themselves. And if you look at where the Warriors are at right now, yes, they're a half game out of being in the play-in. I understand that. They just handled business for these last three games. I got a feeling they're going to be in that 4-5 matchup. And they'll probably end up facing the 1-8 later.
Could you imagine if they get home real quick? Can you imagine if they get a home court playoff series where we were a couple of months ago? They were a 10th spot, maybe. And then from going all the way there to the 4th in the West? That's insane.
Things happen quickly. 3 weeks ago, Denver, oh my God. Today, I'm like, we'll see. There's clearly a lot of stuff going on.
Let it be known, I never feared the Nuggets. I just wanted to put that in the cap. I never feared them.
I think a lot of Warrior fans
they were, and I was telling them you shouldn't fear them, but continue.
We'll see where Jamal Murray's at. Stuff's going to happen between now and the end of the year, and it could happen to the Warriors. Someone's going to go down. I'm not wishing injuries, but we know, like, every year, things happen. And a team that you thought was going to kick everyone's butt ends up losing or losing a player or whatever, and it happens quickly. The year the Warriors won it all in 2022, Phoenix had the best regular season record. Phoenix did.
Yep.
Now, remember what happened to them. They lost in one of the worst Game 7s any of us has
Weren't
ever seen.
Weren't you there?
No, that was the next year.
Oh, okay, that was the next year. Okay.
When they did the midseason trade for KD.
Okay.
We act like the Warriors have to beat OKC, and then they have to beat the Rockets, and then they have to beat the Lakers, and then they have to beat the Nuggets, and then they have to beat the Clippers, and then they got to beat the... No, no. You only have to face one team at a time. These other teams will take care of themselves, whether it be in the matchup they're in or self-destruction and detonating themselves from within.
Well, that's the thing. Is the only team that can beat the Warriors the Warriors?
That's where I'm going with this.
Can they only beat themselves at this point?
It's not going to be easy. I truly believe, and I'm not just saying this, I truly, in my heart of hearts, think that this Warrior team is going to win the championship this year. And people could disagree, and they say I'm crazy. And I know, they're on the precipice of being a play-in team, and they're also on the precipice of being a number 4 or number 5 seed. All right? It's going to take a leap of faith for some people to meet me there. You've got Steph Curry.
A little Bible references to continue.
I would argue you've got, in the game today, one of the top 7 or 8 closers in Jimmy Butler for a playoff game that you would want around the league, all right? And you've got the best defensive big left in the dance in Draymond Green.
Did you hear Steve Kerr, after that first time out for TNT, just waxing poetically about the greatness that is Draymond Green defensively?
Right.
This is the greatest defensive player he's ever seen.
You've also got a Hall of Fame 4-time championship coach who's got an excellent staff. You've got a bunch of hungry young players who are sneakily more battle tested than we give them credit for.
We'll see. Again, this is going to be their first real cup of coffee for pods, for Kaminga.
Let me ask you this. Have they been playing playoff basketball
Post,
for 2 months?
For Moses Moody.
Have they been playing playoff basketball for 2 months?
No, but that's different. Did Kaminga
play playoff basketball last year? How about the year before?
Was yesterday a playoff basketball game?
No, yesterday might not have been, but there have been moments in the last couple of months for Pajemski in particular, because he didn't get a great taste of it. Moody has had opportunities.
Yeah, no.
Kaminga
has had
opportunities.
Moody, I will give, has had moments in that championship run. He had some moments.
Right.
Kaminga, not as much, but again, we'll see. It's different when the lights are bright.
What about Kevon Looney? What about
yes,
GP2?
Yeah, I'll give it.
These are key contributors.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Quentin Post. I'm talking about Brandon Pajemski.
But I don't need
Moses
all
Moody.
Of them firing on
no,
all cylinders.
No, but I need a couple of those guys doing that.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And look, from game to game, one guy might be hot, the other guy might not. And that's going to happen. I know what I'm getting from Kevon Looney in a playoff series.
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting from GP2. Now, you also have wild card players. Buddy Hield is a wild card player.
Yeah.
On any given day, he can explode. It's not going to be easy. I'm telling you. I have never felt this good about the Warriors winning the title until the last like week or two, where just all these teams around them are self-imploding.
Joe Shasky is saying it right here.
I believe it. I sincerely believe it. This isn't me just trying to get aggregated. Yeah. I'm not trying to like do something that I don't. I sincerely believe this Warrior team is the team that's going to represent the Western Conference in the finals.
Joe Shasky is taking the Warriors to win the West. Are you taking them all the way to win it all or just win the West?
Well, Let's if it's Boston, I think that would be, wow. I know. I probably wouldn't take him against Boston. I'm giving respect to him. Even Cleveland, because they do something very unique if they can play with the two bigs that would just decimate the Warriors. I'm giving them benefit of the doubt. But you don't have to face both of them.
No, you don't.
It's one or the other.
Yep.
And we don't know what their path, maybe it's another team. We don't know what the path looks like.
I'm going to keep it a buck. If it is the Cleveland Cavaliers and now you're trying to give them respect, there's no chance in hell I'm taking a Donovan Mitchell-led team with Evan Mobley over Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green in that scenario. But they have to get there, and Joe Shasky truly believes that the Warriors are going to win the West. Do you believe? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Oreo Cookie. Go for some Oreo cookies right now. What's up, man?
Joe and Joe, so nice. We got to hear it twice. What up, fellas?
What's up, dog?
What up, brother?
Hey, man. Hey, so I come on here a lot, man, and I give Kerr a lot of heat, man. Even on wins, I call and I complain about Kurt. But you know what? I got to give him his props when he's doing right. He found the starting lineup, man, that we just lost against Houston, and that was our historic lineup. Call it what you want, but it was. So I want to give him his props for that. He's also calling timeouts on a timely basis. No longer is he letting us play through our mistakes. But I do want to do one more thing with Butler. When we're having back-to-back turnovers, I want the ball in his hands. You know, he's very poised. He doesn't seem to get rattled and always makes the right plays. So I'm with you, Shasky. I believe, baby, we about to do this thing. The West is in trouble.
That's Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Are the Warriors winning the West? Joe Shasky believes so. After everything that's taken place these last few weeks, the shambles, the turmoil in Denver now with firing of their GM and head coach, the Grizzlies have an interim head coach, the Lakers, we'll see. It's like you just handled the Lakers pretty much last week. It's LeBron, it's Luka, but you know what? I'm taking Steve Kerr over J.J. Redick at the end of the day. Mark Daigneault and the Oklahoma City Thunder with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is probably going to win the MVP. You got to show me. The Rockets, they're young. Again, the Clippers, you'll see them on Sunday. And I guarantee you this, you beat the Clippers on Sunday, the fear factor for them, if there is any at all, it's gone for me.
But here's the best part about it. If you can get up into the 4-5, okay?
You're not playing all of those teams
exactly.
In a row. That's the thing. Yes.
Exactly. You know, and so one of those teams is going to take out somebody else.
Now, if you have some question marks about this team still, I would like to hear it. 888-957-9570. I think it's going to come down.
Do I sound absurd?
No, because I feel kind of the same that I don't fear anyone, but the Warriors still have to show me. I got to see it.
I get it.
The young guys.
Like, show
Pajemski's
me safe.
Been... Thank you, Missouri. Shout out Guru, who's not from there. He's from Union City, but I love you, Gu. Pajemski's got to show me in the playoffs. Post, who's been great at times, has to show me in the playoffs. Moses Moody, who's been struggling a little bit to score the ball, got to show it to me in the playoffs. Kuminga, what am I going to see here? Buddy Hield. There's still a lot of question marks for those guys that have to be difference makers. But the big three, as you mentioned, Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, of course I got all the faith in the world in those guys. I'll say this, though. And we were talking about it yesterday, and I didn't want it to come off as like negative, and I was trying to be very clear about that. Jimmy being a number two, and Eddie Johnson, who joined us yesterday, obviously pre and post game for the Phoenix Suns, their broadcaster there, former Sixth Man of the Year, have a tremendous respect for Eddie Johnson. You know, can Jimmy Butler have these type of games in the playoffs? And if they don't win, are we going to be circling back and be like, ah, man, could Jimmy do more? Is he not scoring enough? I'm very curious to see if this is the same Jimmy Butler that we're going to see in the playoffs, because everyone keeps talking about, and I do too, playoff Jimmy. But that was when he was a number one. How will number two Jimmy Butler look in the playoffs? And is that going to be good enough? That's a big question mark for me still. I know they've been having the regular season success. Playoffs are a different beast. And in a given series, the matchups are going to matter a lot. And can he be a bona fide number two? And at times, will he have to be a number one if Steph doesn't have it going? That's still a question I have for Jimmy.
I think it's fair.
888-957-9570. Bob in Reno wants to actually pick up that conversation, as I was just alluding to. Bob, what's going on, man? You're with Spadoni and Shasky in the Morning Roast. How's Reno?
Hey, Reno's beautiful. It's going to be a nice 60s today, but this is my first time calling in, guys, so thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course, man. What you got?
Okay, so... look at this, right? The last 10 games, we look at Pod's stats. I can't lie. He looks like a number two guy right now. Now, I do understand where you guys are coming from. He needs to prove in the playoffs. I think every young guy needs to prove something in the playoffs to me. But 18.8 points per game. He's shooting over 50% from three-point land.
52.
Field goal percentage is basically at 50. So.
He's shooting, I don't mean to interrupt you, 19 a game, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, shooting 52% from three-point line. That's probably not sustainable, but his floor game's been unbelievable.
It's not sustainable.
No, but he's been great. The shot selection, he's getting great looks because they're sagging off him. Someone's going to get those looks.
There you go. Continue, Bob.
No, I just want to know your guys' opinion. Like, does that not prove he's kind of been a number two as of late? Like, I'm not saying he's been a number two all season, but I'm not saying
that. No, here's what I would say to you.
I loved him, and Jimmy's been great.
He's actually been their quiet three. He's been the Jordan Poole.
As a scorer,
he's
sure, been yes. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, no, that's as a scorer, as of late, he's been that guy.
He's been great.
Like, number two overall player in the hierarchy? No, it's still Jimmy because, you know, there's this other side of basketball called defense, and that's Pods. He's been okay. That's not his strong suit. But again, if you're just scoring, if I'm getting that, you saw it in that Lakers game. If I get that Pajemski, that level of swagger, like, they were panning to the Lakers bench and like, really? This guy's doing that to us? They were dejected. That's what could be the difference when those role players step up on the road and that confidence level starts going to Kuminga, who you saw being confident in that game, to Moses Moody, to Quentin Post, who wasn't backing down, talking trash to LeBron in that game. Yeah, that is for real. Now, the consistency is going to be the question there, and he's been great. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of his last 6 games have been unbelievable scoring the ball. Is that going to keep up? I don't know, but it's been great. It's been great.
But what is sustainable in his game? Hustle?
Yes.
Yeah. Energy?
Yes, he can control those things.
Exactly. Yes. And so, like, there are things that he brings to the table that I can just, you just pencil him in every night. GP2, there are certain things that he does that you can just pencil in every single night. And that's, I love the nucleus of this team because you got the headliners and then you've got the glue guys. And I don't think you need Pods to be a consistent third scorer every single night because you got a Buddy Hield, you got a Moses Moody, you got a Quentin Post who on any given night could give you 15 to 20.
It's a good point. And Steve Kerr was reiterating what you were saying yesterday after the game, talking about Pods' three-level scoring.
It's changed everything, you know, just the last month or so, knocking down the threes, feeling so confident back there. But the way he can get to the rim, uses Euro step, the way he runs through the catch against closeouts and breaks the defense down and either scores or finds somebody else for an open shot. Brandon is generating a ton of offense for us.
Hey, Steve, do you think Pods has taken that next step?
I do, yeah. He's definitely taken a leap the last month. And, you know, it's really coincided with Jimmy's arrival. The two of them have this great connection. Brandon solidified his spot as a starter. You know, I've always felt when you can stack together a lot of high IQ players, the game becomes easier for everyone. And that's what I'm seeing right now between Jimmy, you know, BP, Draymond, Steph. It's really fun to watch them all click.
And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to, that term you just used right there, team IQ. If you're trying to sell me on the Warriors winning the West, and at 888-957-9570, if you're just joining us, Joe Shasky truly believes, this isn't some shtick.
I think they're the team to come out of the West.
Warriors are winning the West. You heard it there from Joe Shasky.
I feel really confident.
Are you buying or selling that? 888-957-9570. The team IQ, the collective IQ of this team is something I would definitely hang my hat on if I was making that argument, because I look at the rest of the West, I'm taking this team IQ from Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond and the head coach over whatever the Thunder have, whatever the Rockets have, whatever the Lakers have, whatever the Clippers have, Nuggets, they don't even have their head coach anymore, Grizzlies, T-Wolves, Kings, it doesn't matter. I'm taking the team collective IQ of the Warriors over anyone else in the West. Not even close.
So I understand people being skeptical on Pajemski scoring. Like, I do. I acknowledge, like, it's 11 games. It's an eighth of the season, right? It's not a large sample size. But we knew one of the things that he does really well coming out was shooting. And at times last year, I think it was, you know, he's a rookie and playing with some clunky lineups. It didn't really mesh well. Why am I encouraged that this is more real than people want to give it credit for? Because even in games where he hasn't shot well, they've gotten great looks. Great looks. These aren't like fadeaway threes, contested. With Steph's on the floor, he will always command a double team. When Jimmy Butler's on the floor, he will always command multiple eyeballs near the paint. Quinn Post, Moses Moody, Pajemski are getting cleaner looks now than they've ever gotten. Buddy Hield's been talking about this for about 3 weeks. I get great looks. I just need to knock them down.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to hit shots. At the beginning of the year, when his shot wasn't falling, He was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Pajemski broke his nose.
There's been a lot of Batman masks on this team this year. AP2, another one.
He also had like legit dizziness. Yeah. And I think that there was a confidence factor, and then it's a psyche factor on top of the physical stuff. And he got off to a horrible stretch. He has been playing great basketball for multiple months. And to me, it's shot selection. If you take good shots, you will always have a bad shooting night. But if you take good shots, 9 times out of 10, and you're a good shooter, you're going to reap the rewards of that. And other players are going to have to start honoring you from farther away, which is going to open up his playmaking ability for the Kamingas, for the Draymonds underneath, for the Kevon Looney's, the Quentin Post, the Jimmy Butlers.
Which he spoke to yesterday, Joe. Pods asked after the game about Jimmy's passing, and he says him and Steph have been trying to get Jimmy going a little bit more offensively. This was interesting. Take a listen.
I mean, I think everybody knows Jimmy as playoff Jimmy, the guy that scored 50 in the finals, all that type of stuff. But I think so far, sometimes he almost passes to a fault. And we want Jimmy to be ultra aggressive. I talked to Steph before the game when tip-off started. We just tried to get Jimmy the ball as much as we could to start the game to try to get him in a rhythm. And even though he only shot 4 shots tonight, he made the right play over and over again. But I know when playoffs roll around and it's time, Jimmy will be there.
Real quick. That was interesting. Steph and Pods talking before the game to get Jimmy going offensively. He had to reference playoff Jimmy from his Miami days. So it's not just something we're talking about, like being a little bit concerned about him scoring outputs in the playoffs. The players are talking about it too. It's not something we're just manufacturing and trying to find faults. No, I think it's a legitimate question mark. If we're talking about this team making a deep run in the West, it's Jimmy Butler scoring.
But also his
play. That is something we have to be like talking about, people. Like, Steph's not going to have it every single night. He's just not.
No, but I think that what they're
referencing. And I can't bank on Brandon Pajemski, a second-year player in his first ever playoff series. Like, I can't bank on that.
I don't think it's about scoring, per se. I think it's about tilting the floor, because where does Jimmy like to operate?
I do think it's a little about scoring. He can't be, like, 10 points isn't good enough in a playoff.
Let me ask you, where does he like to operate?
The mid-range game, like the mid-post, yeah.
Mid-block, yeah. Low-block, etc. Yeah. Sometimes he likes to catch the ball in the wing, and he'll dribble drive into the lane, leave his feet, as two bigs come at him, and you'll see that either bounce pass to the corner or that swing.
Where he likes to cherry pick a little bit.
You'll have two guys, one guy in the corner, one guy on the top of the wing, elbow extended from the three-point line. And he does this thing where he leaves his feet, pretends to pass one way, and throws to the other guy.
Yes.
The amount of open looks your offense gets early in the game to get others involved because Jimmy is getting forced the issue of throwing him the ball. It isn't about him scoring. To me, it's about opening things up for others. Can he get fouled, go up with it in the lane? Yes. Is he your best back to the basket player? Probably. Do you want him to score a little? Yes. But it's also about getting wide open looks for the others. And when that ball starts hopping and you have teams doing scramble defense and help defense, who always benefits from that? Steph Curry. Steph Curry.
Who spoke after the game yesterday on a walk-off, the sound courtesy of TNT, talking about Jimmy, and tells people not to focus on the stat sheet.
Just another guy that just brings presence. Like, you have to watch the game to understand what he does. Like, I know he's had his moments and, carrying teams to the finals and all that, but a game like tonight, the stat sheet won't say what he means. It's just his presence, his ability to control the tempo offensively, be another, Swiss Army knife from the defensive end. And he's made everybody else's job a little bit easier. So we got to be able to carry that influence and just keep playing at a high level.
Steph Curry yesterday after the game.
When he said you have to watch the games, when you command multiple people to leave the guy that they're guarding and come over just a step or two, because in the NBA, and like the NFL, a step is you're open. The difference between a closeout with a guy in your face and having a wide open look is a microsecond. And Jimmy forces off-ball defenders to take a step toward him when he puts it on the floor. He just does. And he opens the floor up for others. And when you don't do it, what does he do? He exploits the mismatch, because usually they try to put either a bigger or a smaller player on him. Bigger guy he wants to go around, smaller guy he's going to back down. His IQ is unmatched.
I'm not questioning the IQ and him as a playmaker. I'm not. I'm questioning, am I going to be able to rely on him if Stephen Curry's not scoring the ball? He can pick up that slack. That's literally what I'm questioning.
That will have to materialize at some point.
That has to. That's why I'm talking about it. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.